Hi, and welcome to Out on the Edge, where co-hosts Judy McCord, Betty Priu, and me, Robin Elise Hamilton, three queer weird sisters who make Baba Yaga run her chicken legs off trying to keep up, present an all-ages ride of what it's like to be gay and gray in North Carolina in these roller coaster times. For today's episode, recorded in January 2026, we thought it would be fun to change things up occasionally and have each of us put together a mixtape of our favorite songs, music that has enriched us and lifted us up throughout our lives, the songs we sing along with out loud like nobody's listening. First, though, we'd like to thank WCOMLP Chapel Hill Carrboro at 103.5 FM for hosting our show. We're sponsored by the Orange County, North Carolina Department on Aging and are deeply grateful for their support. Listen to the show live Monday afternoons 3 to 4 Eastern Time or stream us on WCOMFM.org. We honor that the town of Carrboro and surrounding land was originally part of the Saponi people's territory, which also included the Eno, Tutelo, and Socorro Nation. Archived shows can be found on the Orange County Department on Aging website at www.orangecountync.gov/OOTE, which also includes links to multiple resources and services for seniors and their families. Lastly, any questions, including requests for a playlist of today's songs, can be emailed to outontheedgeradio@gmail.com. Thank you. We'll see you next week. So y'all relax and let Rockin' Robin Tweedly Tweet spin some of her favorite tunes from across the decades. We'll start with a very special memory. It is a hot August night in 1970. Four teenagers from Mississippi drive down to the Warehouse in New Orleans to see our first big-name group. Cleverly, one of us had presciently broken her arm 2 weeks earlier so we could use her cast to smuggle our joints into the club, where, exultant and knowing we were destined to fix the world, we rocked out all night long in the French Quarter on Chapatula Street.
and I need to get my story straight. My friends are in the bathroom getting higher than the Empire State. My lover, she is waiting for me just across the bar. My seat's been taken by some sunglasses asking about a scar, and I know I gave it to you months ago. I know you're trying to forget, but between the drinks and subtle things, the holes in my apologies, you know, I'm trying hard to take it back. So if by the time the bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight. Closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight.
Well, everybody has heard about Woodstock, and maybe a lot of you were there. This is a song called Woodstock, and has a chorus that goes, "We are stars. Golden, and we got to get ourselves back to the garden. I came upon a child of God. He was walking along the road, and I I'm going on down to Jesger's farm. Gonna join in a rock and roll band. Gonna camp out on the land and get my soul free. We are stardust. We are gold.
Scattered all to hell and heartburn. the 6th of January. I'm shopping for some groceries. News ad piped in overhead. They only play the melody. As I fight this cart with crooked wheels, he's either bent over laughing or spinning in his strawberry fields. Where's the road to Yasger's farm? He stares at me with pity and alarm. Says that crowd on the 6th of January.
Many's the time I've been mistaken, and many times confused. Yes, and I've often felt forsaken, and certainly misused. Oh, but I'm all right, I'm all right, just weary to my bones. Still, you don't expect to be bright and bon vivant so far away from home. So far away from home. I don't know a soul who's not been battered. Don't have a friend who feels at ease. I don't know a dream that's not been shattered or driven to its knees. Oh, but it's all right, it's all right, for we lived so well so long. Still, when I think of the road we're traveling on, I wonder what's gone wrong. I can't help it, I wonder what's gone wrong. And I dreamed I was dying. I dreamed that my soul rose unexpectedly. Looking back down at me,
smiled reassuringly, and I dreamed I was flying, and high up above my eyes could clearly see the Statue of Liberty sailing away to sea, and I dreamed I was flying. Well, we come on the ship they call the Mayflower. We come on the ship that sails the moon. We come in the ages most uncertain hours and sing an American tune. Oh, and it's alright. It's alright, it's alright. You can be forever blessed. Still, tomorrow's gonna be another working day. Trying to get some rest. That's all I'm trying to get some rest.
take away the sensation inside. Bittersweet migraine in my head. It's like a throbbing toothache of the mind. And I can't take this feeling anymore. Drain the pressure from the swelling. The sensation's overwhelming. Give me a long kiss goodnight and everything will be alright. Tell me that I won't feel a thing. So give me Novocaine.
Nazis vanished without a trace, but battalions of fascists still dream of a master race. The history books, they tell of their defeat in 45, but they all came out of the woodwork on the day the Nazi died.
They say the prisoner of Spandau was a symbol of defeat. While Hess remained in prison, then the fascists, they were beat. So the promise of an Aryan world would never materialize.
So why did they all come out of the woodwork
on the day the Nazi died? The world is riddled with maggots. The maggots are getting fat. They're making a tasty meal of all the bosses and bureaucrats. They're taking over the boardrooms and the fat and full of pride. And they all came out of the woodwork on the day the Nazi died. So if you meet with these historians, I'll tell you what to say. Tell them that the Nazis never really went away. They're out there burning houses down and peddling racist lies. And we'll never rest again until every Nazi dies.
I've paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence but committed no crime. And bad mistakes, I've made a few. I've had my shouts and kicks in my face, but I've come through.
And I need to go on, 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 on. taken my bows at my curtain calls. You brought me fame and fortune and everything that goes with it. I thank you all, but it's been no bed of roses, no pleasure cruise. I consider it a challenge before the whole human race, and I ain't gonna lose. It's
to be the backlash of somebody's lack of love. Or you can start speaking up. Nothing's gonna hurt you the way the words do when they settle beneath your skin, kept on the inside. No sunlight, sometimes a shadow wins. But I wonder what would happen if you say what you wanna say and let the words fall. Holding your tongue, maybe there's a way out of the cage where you live. Maybe one of these days you can let the light in and show me how big your brave is. Say what you want to say.
Yeah. a jetpack, the first thing that I do is fly above the gridlock and come to you. I peek into the windows on Fifth Avenue to see how the other side lives. And if I had a jetpack, I would strap it on. I'd get out of this one room and I'd be gone to where there's real houses and big front lawns. If I had a jetpack, I'd take you up with me. At last we'd both be free past the Statue of Liberty in my jet. Jetpack, I'd fly above the bridge. I'd wave to all my friends who thought I'd never rise again. I'd fly above the stadium to watch my team win. Watch my team win. And if I had a jetpack, I'd bust into your door. I'd take you by the hand to the Jersey Shore. And underneath the moonlight, you'd want me even more, 'cause I'd have a jetpack. I'd take you up so high. If I dropped you, you would die. But I want you by my side in my jet.
Came I hope you're feeling better. Enclosed with love the way you do. I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter. Make believe it came from you.
some bottom so that the dancer just won't hide.
And there it is. Thank you so much, those of you who are still listening. Here are the end credits, a.k.a. the playlist, so please make sure to take your empty popcorn containers with you when exiting the theater. Thank you. Opening the show was, of course, Magic Carpet Ride by Steppenwolf, followed by Fun's We Are Young, then an early live recording of Joni Mitchell performing Woodstock, which segued right into Amy Grant's latest release, The 6th of January. Paul Simon was next with an American tune, and then what else could I play except Ohio by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young? Then Running Up That Hill by Kate Bush, Transgender Dysphoria Blues by Against Me, and Green Day's Give Me Novocaine from the Broadway musical American Idiot. After that was Chumbawamba's The Day the Nazi Died, sadly still relevant 30 years after being released. Then We Are the Champions by Queen, a live performance of Brave by Sarah Bareilles, and then Jill Sobule's exquisite Jetpack. Our denouement eased into place with Fats Waller performing his timeless I'm Gonna Sit Right Down and Write Myself a Letter, with Stevie Wonder's Sir Duke and Sly and the Family Stone, for whom I once ran follow spot in college, taking us out with Dance to the Music. Thanks again. Shine on, you crazy diamond.